Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Remember, you are dust, and to dust you will return. These are the words at the entrance into the season of Lent, and they're words that strike at our very identity. Everything that serves to elevate how we see ourselves is ripped away. We're left bare, facing the true reality of our identity. We are dust, and dust has no value. And into Lent we travel in search of some explanation, some meaning, some answer to the question that presents itself before us. If we truly are dust, and if we truly have no value, then what? If we are unable to create from within ourselves any kind of value, and we are destined to a life lived for no reason, for no purpose. You see, Lent is a dark road, and when traveled with eyes opened, a deeply introspective and heavy laden journey. Now, in the letter to the Corinthians, Paul seems to continue this same thread as he compares mankind to simple jars of clay. In these days, and in his days, these items were of little value because of how they were made. The clay, so readily available, could be molded into these items with very little effort. Now, they were used to hold things of value, but they had little value in and of themselves. And if broken, any value they had was released. Because unlike glass, unlike metal, clay can't be reused to form a replacement. Can't be melted down. Can't be recast. It can only be discarded. It can only be abandoned. And so these clay jars were only useful as vessels to what they held. And so you can see how the church, at the time of receiving the letter from Paul, might have been discouraged to hear him identify them as such. But just like Lent, Paul doesn't leave them in despair. Instead, he points them to the cross of Jesus, where they come face to face with their true reality of their identity and the true measure of their worth. And he writes in part, "But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. For we who live are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you." Paul speaks of his life at the cross. His life is a life of affliction, of despair, of persecution, It's a life that will eventually end in martyrdom. And though the life of the congregation may be different, our lives may be different as well, it's still a life and still lives that are lived at the cross, the same cross where we find our value and where we find meaning to our own lives. Now, yes, it's true. We are jars of clay. It is true that we are dust. And it's true even that into the earth we will return. But it is not true that dust is where we will remain. And it's not true that our value will be lost when we find ourselves broken. Quite the contrary. For through Jesus, these vessels have been given immense value. God sent His only Son into our flesh. He permitted Him to be born in a simple stable, in a lowly village. He came as a jar of clay. But a jar of clay that contained the most divine and priceless treasure, God's own presence of grace. We would expect this treasure that's so ultimate, more valuable than gold and precious stone, to be placed into something much more worthy. Should not God have created something more dignified for Him to reside in than this? And yet, into the form of man He came. And that flesh, that vessel, became worthy. It became holy. It became valuable because of the One who resided in it. But the world did not understand, did not acknowledge Him. They cast Him aside. They broke Him into pieces and left Him in the ground to return to dust. But to dust He did not return. The world could not strip Him of His value. Death could not restrain Him to the ground. Sin had been defeated, and Satan's power to empty mankind of its value had been overcome. And what Satan declared worthless was proven worthy to house the God of all creation. And this vessel, broken and discarded, was resurrected as proof of this victory. Jesus lives as a testament to the true value of God's creation and to the true worth of mankind. And this was Paul's message to the church. God's purpose for us, His created, is to make us worthy, to make us valuable. And He does this through the death and resurrection of Jesus. Through Him, we find our value and become vessels that are worthy to house the living God. We find value not in ourselves, not from the world, but from Him. During Lent, we're reminded of who we are outside of Jesus. We enter into a time of dark introspection. But you see, that darkness doesn't remain. For on Easter morning, the light of Jesus overtakes it and replaces it with the brightness of His earned salvation. It casts out the darkness of our own sinful lives. And it shines the light of salvation in us. And in this way, we no longer remain just a vessel. We become part of the very body of the very God who made us valuable. We become attached to Jesus. You see, we become a part of Him. We no longer are a container. We're part of the contents. We're part of His light. And this light shines through us to illuminate the world around us. His power runs through us to bring others into this same relationship, to point others to this same source of power that will transform them from worthless jars of clay into priceless vessels. The world is dark. It's dark. And the world will tell us that we are dust. And the world will tell us that our intrinsic value can be found only from within ourselves. And if we adopt this belief, the world will then throw us to the ground and break us into pieces. And to dust we will return. But this isn't who we are. Not at all. We're not just jars. We're temples. We're temples of the living God. And we know that He who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and bring us into His presence. And while we wait for this day, we let the light of Jesus shine in our hearts for the world to see. And we know that this isn't easy. But we draw on the strength from the Holy Spirit. We draw on His strength to live each day as a beacon for others. We allow the Christian persecutions and the sufferings of this world to afflict. But we do that as a testament for others. Death is at work in us so that the saving life of Jesus can be at work in them. May the light of Jesus shine in me so that it might shine in others. And may it do the same for you. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank You for the reminder that we are but vessels of clay. Yet, in Your grace, You fill us with Your precious treasure, the presence of Your Son, Jesus Christ. May we never forget the immense value You have placed upon us. Help us to live lives that reflect Your light in the world. Shine through us so that others may see Your love and come to know You as we do. In Your name, amen.